And as they come to the home stretch, it's Dubai Millennium. He's increased his lead to 6 or 7 lengths in front. Cinderwar can't pick him up. Battling on further to the rear is Wildfire. But this is some performance by the stallion. It's Dubai Millennium. Jerry Bailey goes on to win the Prince of Wales Estate by 6 or 7 lengths. Still, Maximus is getting the shake up, but as they come into the final furlong, it's all Dubai Millennium, about 5 in front and in no danger. And he goes on to win the QE2 as an odds-on favourite should. Dubai Millennium wins it by 5 or 6 lengths, a true champion. They're at the 300, and now he says, go on Dubawi, and takes a lead. Trigger is coming, chased by Sunset Glimmer, and then there's Magnolia behind those, and Dubawi still dictating the terms, but here comes Trigger in pursuit. He's under the whip on the outside. It's Dubawi from Trigger as they sprint towards home. Dubawi digs, he lunges. Dubawi wins the Jacques Lemarois. Dubawi has a chance too from Dreamtime, and further out is Star Impala as they begin their run for the line. With Steinbeck wearing down Blue Moon, Dubawi is third, trying to muster the speed from Chinook finishing late and Star Impala. But it's Steinbeck and Dubawi. Chinook's coming late. Dubawi's wearing down Steinbeck. Dubawi's finishing the stronger. And Dubawi wins the Godolphin!